Hello, welcome to the 5280 podcast. Strap on and have a good time.
From the 5280 Studios, Weekend Geek Update Spotlight Edition. Smurf here along with longtime guest. I mean, we might as well just give you a chair as a host. I got Stan Yen, who, local artist extraordinaire and probably one of my favorite local guys around town. Top three at least. I don't want to blow it out of proportion.
Yeah, you're going to oversell me.
Yeah, I'm going to oversell it. But Stan,
people meet me and be all disappointed and everything.
Stan has been on multiple times, and it's good to touch base with Stan to find out where he's at, what's going on, and he's got his laptop open, and of course, what would Jesus do? I mean, you don't even watch The Walking Dead. Are you watching it finally?
I am, yes.
Okay.
I've actually been following The Walking Dead comic book series since issue one when it was originally released.
Right. And I've been there with you.
Yes.
And did you read this month's issue yet?
No, because I wait for the trade paperbacks because I cannot handle just 24 to 32 pages of story. I'm like, no.
Wait.
And I think actually Kirkman writes it for the trade paperback, so you can have that oh my god moment like at the end of the trade paperback, whereas in 32 pages you might not have gotten there yet,
And it's rough because especially with this month's issue. There's some cliffhanger stuff with Andrea.
I think I saw some spoilers on Facebook, unfortunately, because someone posted image and excerpts, like panel excerpts, and I'm like, oh, God, I haven't read that yet, and yeah.
Yeah, so. And it sucks, because that's why the only reason, because I'll do the trade like you. I'll sit down after I've read, because I know I'm
pretty disciplined about it, but as soon as I get the email from I Want More Comics that says, it's in.
Yeah.
Yes. And it's automated, I think. As soon as they scan it in, then the email goes out to me.
Look how fancy they are.
I know. Wow. I think it's a part of like whatever program that Diamond sets up for them.
Gotcha.
So, Diamond does have some good things going on there.
They do.
But then I race out to the comic store, pick it up, and then I plow through it. And, I don't always do that with books that I've got my to-read pile is so huge.
Oh, it is ridiculous right now.
Yeah.
I got a short white and a half of just books I need to catch up on. I've got, like, the core that I'm reading right now, but so far backlogged right now, I'm never going to see the end of it. So you've been busy since last we spoke, because you've got your Monsters Under the Bed.
Well, the Zombie in the Basement.
Zombie in the Basement.
Everyone makes, picture books about Monsters on the Bed, but mine's in the basement.
Where it should be, because that's where my shit scares the shit out of me.
My art studio is in the basement, and that's why the zombie is in the basement, because, my son wouldn't come down there, and that's...
I wouldn't go down. I mean, it's like creepy down there. No.
Well, you don't even know. I mean, when he wouldn't come down, my office looked really nice. It was just the artwork that he was kind of scared of. But now it's like such a disaster area of uncleanliness and things I haven't filed away. It's really scary right now.
So your kids are starting to get to that age now where they understand, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, he's been for the last... 2 years, he's been drawing his own zombie comics and selling them at my booth at the Denver Comic Con and the Denver County Fair. And so,
look at that entrepreneur.
As of last August, he had written and illustrated his third zombie comic book.
Holy crap!
Zombie at the Zoo. So he's officially a professional. So we do it like a limited print run. And unfortunately, he didn't have anything out by last year's Denver Comic Con.
Right.
And people were stopping by my booth and asking for it. And that's why I probably didn't do as well financially as
because your son
have.
Wasn't there.
But
to...
he gets all the money anyway, so it doesn't. I don't count whatever his revenues are. So we'll normally do like a print run of 20 books. He'll be there like on Saturday morning. That way he can go shopping and do whatever he wants.
There are
so as soon as
he
sells out of his books, then he's out of there.
Thanks, Dad. This is burning a hole in my pocket. I'll see you later.
And people get a pretty good deal, because he's got a $3 book. He's doing sketches on, you know, original sketches on the back of each of these.
How old is your son?
He's just about to turn 7 now.
Holy shit! Yeah. Him and Bruce Wayne are going to be hanging out doing cons in the future.
Exactly. So, I mean, you know, this is my retirement plan. If things don't work out for me, then I'm just going to ride his coattails.
He's going to need an inker. Totally going to need an inker. So, it runs in the family. So, are you trying to coach him? Are you trying to do, like, the Tiger Woods dad thing right
well,
now?
Well, no. I mean, if anything, I'm trying... I haven't done anything to push him.
Mm.
You know, this is what I do, and he's watched me since he's been an infant. And so naturally, I mean, he gets paper and then he wants to draw along and stuff like that. And he's way more advanced than I am because, you know, when he was about 3, he started actually using reference material to draw from. So he'd, like, take his fire truck, turn it on its side and say, okay, that's a rectangle and that's a circle. And, you know, I think he heard me talk about it and started doing it himself.
So he can be considered a prodigy at this point.
I suppose so. I mean,
not to blow his ego up,
he actually is
anything.
Really following kind of my own path. Because when I was little, it was all about the story.
Right.
I'm drawing a story. And I just rushed through the art. I didn't have any, you know, pride in my artwork. And he's kind of at that point where I think his artwork is regressing a little bit because he's, like, so much of in a hurry to, like, show the story and show the joke or whatever he's trying to get to, you know.
That's brilliant.
And,
I love it.
It really took me until, I mean, you know, I'd get in art classes in elementary school and excel, you know, when they ask you to use references or whatever. And that's the first that I remember doing is like when I was eight years old or so. And I'll look at a shield and it's got its crest and emblem. And I'm like, oh, I could do that. And I'm like, I could do that better. You know, so it was like almost a competitive kind of thing, you know.
Whatever you can do, I can do it better. and that's good to see. So now, what's your new project besides your son growing his career?
Yes.
I know you've got, you know, knee deep.
So, I mean, I think the first time you interviewed me, you know, I was primarily just the zombie character guy, right?
You were.
I hadn't done the children's book yet. I might have been working on the Vincent Price book or something like that.
I think you were, because that you showed me that, and I was
so I was doing the Kickstarter for that.
Yep.
So I did the children's book, and now I'm kind of pulling back because a lot of people know me from being at all the different cons, and the cost reward relationship is I feel like has started to change, and I don't know if it's just because there's like a saturation.
Well, I was going to say, when do you think an artist reaches their saturation point? You keep doing the same.
Yeah,
cons.
I mean, I do see like the same people, the same cons, and a lot of them are like, oh yeah, we already got everything that, you know, we want from you. We already got our zombie character. I mean, I do have some of my regulars that every time they see me, they get a new zombie character. So, but I can't like make a living off of only those, you know, rabid fans of mine. And so, you know, a lot of what I've been doing with the Vincent Price book and the children's book is kind of getting back to my roots as a storyteller. And I'm like, I can't be, you know, relying on my physical abilities to work an after prom party when I'm 75 years old to make a few hundred bucks. And I need something that's giving me an opportunity to maybe make some royalty and passive royalty income.
Right.
I mean, it's like winning the lotto. I mean, you know, not everyone
paycheck.
Is going to be the next Maurice Sendak or J.K. Rowling or whatever. But you know, if I don't have
I'd
anything
be happy with just being Dr. Seuss, screw those.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But if I don't have anything out there, then there's 0% chance of that happening. So, you know, what I've been really working on for the last 2 or 3 years is working on my stories.
All right.
And so, like, a lot of what people have been seeing me post on Facebook and Instagram are these time-lapse videos of me working on this graphic novel I've been working on since 2009 about my best friend's battle with cancer.
Right.
And so I was like, shoot, you know, people love these so much. I get, you know, so many likes on these. Why don't I, you know, go ahead and allow people to support what I'm doing Because I was posting all these tutorial videos on YouTube for free, just showing people what my process was and
right.
stuff. I'm like, well, I could do that on Patreon, and maybe, you know, instead of spending 3 days at Anime Land Wasabi making $180, you know, I can be spending that time working at home and showing people what I'm doing as
right.
well, and, you know, making a little bit of you know, ongoing income for people that really want to support what I'm doing and also be a partner in it. So like what you saw here and mm-hmm. what you'd mentioned was What Would Jesus Do? So my latest Patreon poll for my voting patrons, which
right.
are my $3 a month level and above, they get to vote on all sorts of stuff that I produce.
Now that's kind of exciting because you don't know how it's going to go, and you're like, okay, this is kind of yeah. kind of a race.
So one of the things that I'm doing in conjunction with Zach, you know,
yeah,
your pal
we're,
Zach.
We're hosting you on yes. 5280 Geek, so thank you so much for
you're
that.
You're very welcome.
You and Monty, you guys are so freaking talented, but you're so vastly different
yes.
with style and Monty's painting style and your artist style with your sketches. I mean, to see both ends of that spectrum, you know, almost simultaneously, you're like, oh, crap. Because your process is, like, eye-opening, same as Monty's.
Mm-hmm.
So watching you, because I watched your last video, and I'm just like, damn, I wish I had you as an art teacher when I was younger. I might have actually done something.
So anyway, what I'm also doing with Zach is, you know, he's curating the gallery down at the Toad Tavern, the Hall of Doom. So I'm gonna actually release a limited edition print that will be an exclusive to the Toad, that every month.
Oh, okay.
And so last month we actually went into my archives and we voted on some oldies but goodies. Actually, some of the ones from the Vincent Price book.
See, and I love your Vincent Price book so much.
Thank you. So Gilligan, Bob Denver, is mm-hmm. the first one that got voted on. That will be my first Toad
exclusive?
Tavern exclusive.
Oh.
Printed in full size, which was, it was originally a drawn 11 by 17.
Oh, okay.
And
so it's a little bit
and
bigger.
And it's a limited edition, so we're only doing 10 of those.
Oh, wow.
And so two of them are going out to a couple of my collector patrons that never got back to me. So I'm like, okay, if you guys don't get back to me on what you want, I'm just going to send this one to you.
Okay.
And so every month, my $20 a month patrons get something sent to them.
Nice.
And so my next one is going to be something I'm actually taking to Walker Stalker Con as well. And so based on celebrities that are going to be there at the end of the month, Walker Stalker Chicago.
Yeah, I was going to say, I haven't heard anything about Denver.
I'm doing one of the Jesus character, maybe.
Maybe.
If it gets enough votes.
Or right.
doing one of Negan. So the Jesus one is What Would Jesus Do poster.
Which I think is a great right. take on it.
And then I've got one of Negan caressing Lucille with pearls hanging around. It says, I love Lucille. And it's done in the style of I Love Lucy.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And so those are the two. And so only my patrons can vote on this officially.
Okay.
You know? So although
so they,
if it
they
ends up in a tie or something like that. Yeah.
Well, then if it's a tie, I yeah. need to be involved.
Now,
so
now
I'll
I don't know when
vote.
This is airing, but the
It'll
voting may
be.
What's that?
This will be up in a week.
In a week? Okay,
yeah.
So
when
the voting actually may be over by
oh,
then.
Oh, then.
Because I need to get this to the printer before. But this is kind of the thing that, you know, you're going to be voting on. Yeah.
That's right.
So, and technically, we're just going to be holding on, you know, Stan Yen Classics until I get my monthly patrons up to $500 a month
okay.
at this point. So.
No, it's good to have
so
goals.
We're just getting started right now, and we were fast
somewhere.
Out of the gate, and then it just I think I hit a wall there, but we'll see.
Well, you're going to be able, because we're going to throw you up on the site, so your patron link will be there. So go support Stan. It's a great, great way to get
right.
involved in the art community and getting some originals. Now, for your Toad Tavern exclusives. Do they have to go to the Toad?
No,
or
well,
can they
to get the framed
work?
One, they
oh,
have to go to the Toad.
Okay.
But I'll also make it available for purchase on my site. If you're a patron, you actually get a $5 discount off of the print price.
Very nice.
And then, you know, they're very limited. So the one that I'm doing for Walker Stalker, I think we're only going to do 25 of those.
Ooh.
So these are extremely limited. So if you end up, granted, if all of a sudden I get a run on people wanting to be collector patrons and I get 25, then I'm going to have to up the limited edition.
You might have to.
But anyway, at this point, it's a pretty good deal. And then also, I just run you through a couple of these. So you know that the voting fans are $3. But if you just want to be a voyeur and get like full-blown tutorial videos from mm-hmm. me where I'm explaining in painstaking detail what's going on beyond what's just in the time-lapse videos, those are my $5 a month folks. At $10 a month, you get to be a part of my brain trust. So Ooh. As I'm writing these stories about, like my ex-Mormon psychic story, which is really early on in its phase, you can actually have some help me make decisions on, should she look like this or should she look like that?
Mm-hmm.
Or, what's actually going to happen in the story? Would this be a better storyline or this be a better storyline?
So kind of a choose your own adventure and you get the
fans. No, sir. I mean, these are actually places in the writing of my story where I'm really at an impasse. I don't know what to do. I'm like, I love this, but I'd like it either way, but I got to decide.
Right.
Well,
and sometimes having an impartial voice step in and say, no, do this. And you're like, okay, right. that makes sense. You're right. You get attached to your characters because there's a few that I'm like, I don't want to kill you, but you need to die.
Right. Oh, look, my child prodigy is coming over here.
He's coming over and saying hi to Dad. And what's all you got there? You've been busy sketching? Nice. That looks like an ectomobile, if I am not mistaken.
Oh, wow.
Look at that.
Yeah.
You are awesome.
Yes.
I got a sticker out in the car for you that I'll give you. We'll make you an honorary Colorado Ghostbuster member. How about that? Yeah. He's just jumping up and down. I would take that as an excited yes. So now, with your being an independent publisher,
mm-hmm.
and this is something that has been reoccurring with a lot of the guests that we've had on the show, what are your biggest opportunities, your challenges that you're facing as an independent publisher? Because that landscape has gotten so much bigger over just the last couple of years.
I mean, I think the opportunities also kind of become challenges too. I think like a lot of the barriers to entry to being a successful author have, kind of gone away a little bit with
right.
a lot of, the self-publishing opportunities and, but I think that also maybe dilutes like the quality of what's out there because we have to wear so many hats as self-publishers as well.
Mm-hmm.
And if you talk to any editor or art director or whatever, like just anyone that has to go through submissions of things, just a lot of the crap that they have to slog through is what everyone gets to slog through now
right.
out there on Amazon or whatever. So, I mean, there's definitely these things like if you go to, any of these publisher promotional meetups or seminars, there's these algorithms that Amazon runs in order to decide what shows up. Like when you buy something, people that bought this also
bought this.
There's a zombie in a basement,
I really wish I could erase my history because the same thing happens on YouTube and like in Netflix. I'll watch like a documentary. I watched the Ghostbusters documentary, and then for the next month, that's all I got flooded with.
Documentaries.
I'm like, I don't give a shit on any of this.
Well, so whatever their algorithm is, the recency of what you've watched is more important than anything else.
That's right.
But I don't think that's necessarily the case with Amazon. A lot of it has to do with like how quickly and how recent you got reviews on your book. and how many of them are, you know, people that actually purchased your book off of Amazon as opposed to people that purchased it elsewhere and just posted
a review,
you know,
on it.
A review on Amazon and blah blah blah. I don't really know how it goes, and I know that they're probably tweaking it all the time so that, you know, whatever was true today is not going to be, you know, true a month from now or something like
right.
that. You know?
So your book is available on Amazon right
yeah.
now.
Yeah, it is. Uh-huh.
So we're
in ebook too. I don't know who would buy
really?
A picture book in ebook, but it was something that was set up through the printer that I used, Mascot Books out in
right.
Virginia. But it was cool. You know, I got a good price on a hardcover, beautiful hardcover book, and I think paid an extra $300 for them to, you know, get the ebook set up for me, so I don't have to do it on my own and,
okay.
and whatnot.
Wow, yeah, because I wouldn't imagine a picture book on ebook, but I guess that's kind of where the generation's
going.
And
see, you know, yeah,
I don't know
whether or not it's worthwhile or not. You know,
okay,
and I'll have to go back through my, you know, royalty statements from Amazon, because I just found a bunch of money that I didn't realize that was there, because my financial software and my business bank account got disconnected like a year ago, and so I got the statements and everything like that, but I couldn't remember, well, what was like the minimum balance I was supposed to keep in this account, and then so I finally got them reconnected recently. And I was like, oh, my gosh, I made a little more money than I thought I did, you know, because all the money coming in from PayPal and from my business account that was
right.
just coming out, or from Amazon, was going into this account, and I was just blindly accumulating it. But that's, you know, that's
hey,
the way that you do an IRA.
That's
you
know, right.
a retirement account.
Just shows up. That's all we care about. Well, that's good. So what's the next project? Are you working on another book? Or
yeah, so
how
the,
are you,
the
how
very
are you?
Next project that I'm doing is the cancer book. And so the first 24 pages of the story actually will end up showing will debut as a saddle-stitched comic book. And
ooh.
It's beautiful. I actually got the proof back from Avanti Printing. That'll debut at Dink,
which will be coming up. I'll be there with Charlie and Frank and crew. What is it, a month away now?
Yeah, I think so. It's was it the second weekend in April?
Yeah,
or something
it's
like
coming
that.
Up quick.
Yeah. So anyway, yeah. So my goal is to have all I think it's about 101 pages drawn by the end of the year. So that's going to be another about 74 pages at this juncture.
Oh, wow.
And so that's something that, you know, is – but on top of that, I'm planning on finishing, fingers crossed, 3 graphic novel manuscripts for middle grade to young adult graphic novels as well.
Wow.
So one of them is the Ex-Mormon Psychics. The another one is something that is – loosely called Olfactory Memory right now, which is if you go to my Patreon page, I do the elevator pitch. But I've got 2 agents that I told the elevator pitch to that are interested in it now. I'm like, oh crap, but I don't have anything else ready to submit. So
yeah, I got nothing
they're gonna
going on.
You know, I'd like to get back with them, but I want to have at least 3 projects to pitch them. You know,
yeah, that's
and
fair.
Then so the last project is something that is loosely based. In a world that I've created for the characters that are in the Zombie in the Basement book.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, the overweight centaur is the principal of Salem Charter Academy. And so this is a school founded by witches, but in the spirit of diversity, they've started allowing other monsters into the school.
Oh, that's very yes. gracious of them, very giving.
Yes. So then I've got, like, a lot of different ideas for story arcs where different characters are the protagonists.
Nice.
So it wouldn't necessarily be any sort of serialized thing, but maybe one-shot graphic novels featuring a different main character where they may stories may overlap or may not.
Or may not.
Yeah.
It's still
knows?
The same universe. You never
yes.
know. It's like, you know, Dr. Seuss again. You don't. Obviously, they're in the same world. You just don't know where.
But, you know, the characters all, you know, have relationships. So, like, the zombie girl... and her brother, their best friend is the evil twin girl from the story.
Nice.
And they're not really evil, but a lot of the other
mischievous
kids. The other kids want to avoid them because they can. They know they can read their minds, and so anytime anyone's thinking bad about them, the pessimist of the two will blurt it out or call them out on it. You know, ooh. So but awesome. But I'm going to change them up a little bit. So there's the pessimist is kind of the emo conjoined twin, and then right. The other one dresses with like maybe blonde dyed hair and pastel colors and stuff like that, and she
looks
completely
like an
upbeat.
Egg.
So they're like polar opposites of each other, and kind of devil's advocates for each other.
I like
as well.
That. Yeah. Yin and yang.
Yes.
Excellent. Well, Stan, if they wanted to follow you on Printess in Facebook and Twitter and all of that, where how do they reach out and discover you?
The easiest way to find me where everything is linked is probably my website, which is stanyan.me. But it's not difficult to find me on Patreon. You can just go to the patreon.com/zombicatures, which is the same name as my Instagram name, at zombicatures. With the with no E, ZOMBICATURES.
Perfect. That's a nice good twist to it. And then, of course, look for Stan. We'll be having you up, I think, in the next week or two. I don't know. I haven't looked at the schedule to see when your next artist rendition is going up.
Oh, yeah. Oh, for voting, you mean? Or?
No. For your style and all of that.
I don't even know.
I haven't looked and I haven't talked to Zach. So
I just gave him like a link to all of my tutorial videos, and it's up to him. So
we'll be.
I'm flying blind, just like you.
Makes two of us. I need to be in town long enough to actually find out what the hell's going on with my own damn site. So the thing is, if you want to see more of Stan, you need to sit back. Click on 5280 Geek, and we'll have a link to his Printess. We'll have more of his tutorials coming up for sure. Stan, always a pleasure having you on it.
Oh, well, thanks for having me, Smurf.
Of course, and in the end, we're all stories, so make it a good one.